It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Kurt Kilman, back in studio. Tonight, we got plenty of great teams and lots of great basketball action here on KMZA. The Centralia Panthers on the road coming tonight to Hanover. The Hanover Wildcats, our first game upcoming here, the girls match up, the number two ranked team in Class 1A, Division 1, just behind Little Rock, Little River, the Centralia Panthers, and then you have, of course, the Hanover Wildcats, the number ranked team in Class 1A, Division 2. And then up next, we'll have the boys game, Centralia Panthers. For the boys, they are unranked, but for the Wildcat boys, they are currently ranked number 5 in Class 1A, Division 2. So we got plenty of ranked teams tonight, lots of great play. Let's jump into it just with a quick little look over again on these upcoming games. And this is going to be a second time rematch this season here for Centralia and Hanover. We all know the story of last week, just playing 6 days ago, these two teams did, Centralia Lady Panthers and Lady Wildcats did. In the Saturday TVL tournament game, Centralia has now won back-to-back. The girls have TVL tournament titles. And an even crazier stat line for you here, Hanover, in their last 26 games played, they are 24-2. Now, I'll let you take a quick guess on who those two losses to are. And, yes, that's right. There are two Centralia. That is the last time Hanover won before they went on a 24-game winning streak, which did include the state title victory over Lebo 50-35. And then, of course, that 24-game winning streak coming to an end on Saturday with not just a simple defeat, a big-time win for the Hanover Wilds, or for the Centralia Panthers, as they would go on to win 71-43. They enforced a running clock in the fourth quarter, actually going into the fourth quarter, which is just so crazy. It was the third quarter, though, that was the big opening point in that matchup. In that third quarter, Centralia outscored Hanover 30-11. Up to that point, kind of around the halftime, it was a very close game. It was 36-25. It was really closer at the beginning of that first quarter where Centralia got the last points of it with Hayden Kramer getting the last points just with a nice rebound shot up, take a 16-14. But then the Panthers really felt the momentum. The Panthers were down in the first quarter. They were down about 6 to 8 points, but they got the comeback. They got rolling. They got steaming, and they got back into things. Now, when you want to talk about who's the star of the show, who's the superstar, really the entire spotlight is on this entire roster for the Centralia Panthers. You talk about Hayden Kramer, Tatum Craner, Owen Dieters, Court Thompson, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp. By the way, Hayden Kramer and Owen Dieters making the first team in the TVL tournament teams, as well as Josie Haberkamp making the second team for it. For Hanover, only having Anna Juneman make that first team. But what makes this Panthers team so absolute just dynamite, really, to be frank with you guys, is Owen Dieters. Owen Dieters is really just feels like the pure muscle of the group. But, of course, not only just the lone muscle, but this entire team is just made up of so many great strong points. And I talk every week about Hayden Kramer just being such a young and dominant sophomore with her ability to attack the points, get down the court, and be so great with her level of play. But another big thing is Owen Dieters. Owen Dieters, she had 75 points combined for the TVL tournament. She had 10 total threes. By the end of it, she eclipsed 1,500 points total scored in her high school career. That's absolutely an incredible milestone to be able to accomplish for a young high school player who still has plenty more play left in this season. I mean, she can finish the season easily with over 1,700 points, as right now in this season alone, she's above 220 points scored. She averages 18.6 points per game. Last season, well, she was at the same point. She was averaging 18.8 points per game. So you talk about the consistency of Dieters. You talk about her level of play. It hasn't gotten worse. It has only gotten better. She is just an absolute monster. And, you know, Josie Haber camp, her ability as a sophomore to really start working her way into this offense as being one of the taller posts in this league and being able to mature and get up to that point where she can be one of the top players. And she really has been taking things over as she nearly has 100 rebounds on this season and over 100 points there for the Panthers. But the Hanover Wildcats, you know the story. Anna Juneman, she's going to be one of the best players. She's a first-team All-State player. Centralia, they're going to have to look to contain. We're going to take a quick, we're going to say about a four-minute break here. We'll come back and we'll dive more into this upcoming matchup with the Centralia Lady Panthers taking on the Lady Wildcats. And, of course, later on in the night, we'll have the Hanover boys taking on the Centralia boys. All here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here. It's the Kansas Land Radio. I'm Crittenden Prophet Kurt Kilman back in studio. You're locked into 92.1 at KMZ. Our upcoming game here that we're going to dive straight into, the Centralia Panthers of Class 1A Division 1, the ranked number 2 team, against the Hanover Wildcats, the team of Class 1A Division 2, still holding that number 1 spot despite their first loss of the year, going against the Panthers, now dropping them down to 11-1. The Centralia Panthers still hold strong at 12-0, but again, last week was tournament play, so these teams have not officially played against each other in league play, so today will count for league. So we'll see if the Panthers can stay on top of the league, or it will be the Hanover Wildcats to try to take that spot. But again, both these teams competing really hard this season. Centralia, it's been a phenomenal season. Not only have they taken down the number one ranked team in Class 1 Division 2, they have taken down the top teams of their own classification. They have taken teams in Classification 2 and 3. They've taken down Nemaha Central. They've taken down Silver Lake. They've taken down number 4 in Class 1A Division 2, Clifton Clyde. I mean, all these games for them, they've just been able to build such a great resume for this season. And as the season continues for Centralia, the success has been building as well. I mean, this is a season they could truly go and undefeated all the way and look for that state title. But again, it's game by game. It's nose against the grindstone. It's about just going, it's about taking this inch for inch. And right now, the Panthers, they're doing an incredible job of one foot at a time this season in beating their opponents. Right now, they're outscoring their opponents on the year 763 to 457. They averaged 63.6 points per game. They hold their opponents to under 40, approximately at 38 points per game. It's just been lights out for this offensive defense all year. And I'll turn things over to Hanover Wildcats, head coach by Chris Beichman. He's just also had a great time here coaching with this team last season, of course, going 22-4. 9-2 in the league in the time there, just being able to get multiple state titles with the program. And of course, the last one there winning against Lebo just last season, which was a part of that 24 game winning streak for Hanover. And Hanover, they're going to be a team that is going to be bound for the state championship. We know it. We know they're going to be a team that they're going to compete. But again, they're in a different class than Centralia. Both these teams are some of the top in their classes, and really Substate is going to kind of, in a way, run through a little bit of both of them. As Centralia, they'll actually be able to host their own sub-state as they are in the Centralia High School region. Hanover, right now, they lead their sub-state in the Tescott High School region at 10-1, with the close to being Lynn at just 8-5. But again, Wildcats on this season, they average 53 points per game, and they give up an average of 39.3 points per game. Of course, Hanover, they had a bounce back this week after the loss against Centralia. They beat Diller Odell 61-43. Centralia earlier this week, they decimated Care Paravel by a score of 73-20. So again, upcoming here, 92.1 KMZA, the Centralia Lady Panthers, head coach by Dusty Thompson, here for the starting lineups up next, and then as well, the head coach of the Hanover Wildcats, Chris Beichman. Again, the Panthers versus the Wildcats. Locked in here to 92.1 at KMZA. We're back in 2 minutes.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we're here for your whole family. From prenatal to delivery and newborns to seniors, we proudly care for patients of all ages because your health is our priority at every stage of life. Whether you're expecting, it's your child's first checkup, managing your wellness, or keeping grandparents active and healthy, our team is ready to provide personalized, compassionate care. Call us today at 785-336-6107 to schedule your appointment. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, your trusted partner in lifelong health.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuned inside 2.1 KMZ. I'm Crennan Prophet. Kirk Kilman back in studio. We'll have starting lineups. We'll take another break for the national anthem. But real quick before we do so, let's get in and announce our starters for the night. For the Centralia Panthers, head coach by Dusty Thompson, entering his third season. But here for the starters, Hayden Kramer, number zero, the sophomore. Is right now averaging 10 points per game, 3.4 rebounds per game. The senior Tatum Kramer, number 11, who's averaging 6.3 points per game, 3.7 rebounds per game. Owen Dieters, number 15, the All-State return from last season, the first-team All-Leaguer as well. She's got over 1,500 career points, and she's a commit to Benedictine. You know who she is, and you'll know who she is if you don't in the next upcoming four quarters of this game. Tava Gibbs, number 41, the sophomore, who's averaging 11 points per game. She's just three boards away from 100 on the year. And as well as the other dominant post sophomore, Josie Haverkamp, number 42, who's got over 100 points on the season with 109 and nearly just five rebounds away from that 100 mark. We'll see if both Gibbs and Haverkamp, the young sophomores, can hit those stat lines today. For the Hanover Wildcats, number 5, Laya Druneman, the 5'7" junior. Number 10, Anna Juneman, the first-team All-State player, the senior. Real quick, we're going to actually take a step back for the national anthem. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency. With Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on 92.1 KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network as we here finish off some of our starting lineups again for Hanover. Number 5, Laya Juneman. Number 10, Anna Juneman. Again, the first team Allstate returner, 5'7" senior. Drew Brunen, number 20, the 6-foot sophomore. Trinity Schlebach, the 6-foot junior, number 22, and number 14, Allie Shield, the 5'8 junior, is just an absolute 3-point shooter from beyond the arc. So again, for the Panthers, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp, and for the Hanover Wildcats, Laya Juneman, Anna Juneman, Drew Luna, Trinity Schlebach, and Allie Shield. With all that out of the way, we have the Centralia Panthers taking on the Hanover Wildcats of Class 1A Division II, the number 2 ranked team in Class 1A Division II Class 1A Division I Panthers against the number 1 ranked team in Class 1A Division II with the Hanover Wildcats. Four quarters, 32 minutes all together. Let's get going with basketball action here on 92.1 KMZA. Here on the tip-off for the Centralia Panthers, number 41, Tava Gibbs. And then on to the right for the Hanover Wildcats, number 20, Drew Bruna, the 6-foot sophomore. So both young sophomores there on the tip-off for both sides. And now the tip-off is on the way, and it will start here with Anna Juneman as she takes it, and it's being scrapped by the two best players in this league. Cedars and Juneman fight for it on the sideline. They're going to stay. Is the Panthers who knock it out of bounds, and the Wildcats here will stay with the opening possession. Looking to throw it in is Shield. Shield going all the way over the top to Bruna. Bruna pulling it way slow, now firing up to the left side. She's giving a screen to Anna Juneman, who's inside the key on a drive. Now, far side, steal by Haverkamp. That one just ricocheted right back into her hand. First turnover of the game by the Wildcats. Inside to Haverkamp, down to the corner, up top, Dieters wide open for the wing shot, and off the back of the rim, inside for the rebound by Schlebach. Schlebach, first board of the game here for the Wildcats, still 0-0, 7:26 to go in this opening quarter. Juneman out to the far side corner, and that one's going to be a miss by a mile over the top, but rebounding it with the mileage is Juneman. Going up to Drew Bruna, she tries a three as well, back-to-back threes missed though, and Dieters comes up with the off. The defensive board for Centralia. Down the court, not able to respond. It was Hayden Kramer who was trying to drive in for two. And Cedars made the offensive rebound and drew the foul as well. The Centralia Panthers will head up to the line here. It is Owen Cedars, the senior from the Panthers. Their first free throw shot is up and is good. Cedars, who is a 66.1% shooter from the free throw line of the season. Dieters on her second shot. That one goes right on in. She tickets in both, and now the Centralia Panthers are up by 2-0, 7:03 left to go here in this opening quarter. Foul is committed by Trini Schlebach for the Wildcats there on the free throw foul. Anna Juneman quickly here to go down the court and respond. She's got now her first 2 points of the game. It's the two top players in this classification, in their own respective classifications, I should say, already here with both their own points. Juneman with the ball back, steal, and not able to get the jumper from outside the wing, and a rebound by Haverkamp. So both teams here, one turnover each. Dieters, Haverkamp, three-point shot on the way from Tatum Kramer. She made one on Saturday, could not make one there, and that it gets kicked out of bounds. They're going to say it will stay here with the Centralia Panthers. Tatum Kramer, her three-point shot came in the end of the second quarter on Saturday. It was a huge three-pointer as well because Owen Dieters had just stepped out of the game because she had three fouls by that point, but she managed to go the rest of two quarters, second half of that game, without any fouls. It was really just an all-around incredible performance by the Centralia Panthers on Saturday, and again, we'll see what they can try to do tonight. Again, they were trailing by an early 6-8 points in that first quarter, but here it's 2-2, 6:21 to go. All right, now Hayden Kramer up to the free throw line, and she was just fouled underneath. And she misses her first shot. Panthers right now with 2 of 3 on the game so far from the charity stripe. Substitution in, Trini Schlebach looks to come off the court for the Wildcats. Right now, Kramer, next free throw shot goes up and goes out, so she goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Substitution is Nora Hyman for the Wildcats. It's Shield who has the ball, crossing the Wildcat at the half-court line. Now to Bruna. Bruna looking left, goes back to Juneman, sets the screen for up at the top, dribbling low. Now back to her left side here. Drew Bruna for the Wildcats, now to the corner. Gracie Bruna is now in the game as well for the Wildcats, the 5'6" sophomore. Drew Bruna driving the right side on the low block, throws it up in the air, and she's going to be fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. We've already seen three trips up to the free throw line, the first 2 minutes and 6 seconds here this game. Drew Bruna getting the first one up here for the Wildcats, as this is still just a 2-2 tied game. First points were taken by Owen Dieters from the line, and Juneman quickly respond no more than 30 seconds later to tie it 2-2. And now we're going to get our first lead change of the game going over to the Hanover Wildcats. As Drew Bruna makes her first free throw shot to take a 3-2 lead with 5:44 to go here in the first quarter. Next shot up. Next shot is off the rim, and it will be rebounded by Tatum Kramer. That's her first board of the game. She averages 3.7 rebounds a game. But again, Drew Brunner, she went 1 of 2 up at the free throw line and take a 3-2 lead. Panthers immediately losing a ball, went out of bounds. That's going to be their second turnover here on this first quarter. Drew Brunner here on the throw in. Panthers in a man-to-man full court press. She's trying to get that ball stolen and stripped away. They've already gotten one steal here in this quarter. Looking for maybe steal number two. She'll cross his half court now, looking the right-hand dribble. Now passes and crosses over to Drew Brunner. Bruna driving up inside of the top of the post, goes into the inside corner to Bruna. Bruna trying to look for a nice sharp pass on the interior, and that one's going to be batted away, but the last one to touch was Juneman. Now two turnovers for both sides here in the opening quarter. Panthers, Wildcats. Wildcats leading 3-2. Centralia down by one with the possession, going to the baseline to Gibbs. Pass from Dieters, and that ball is absolutely just snatched away by Nora Hyman. The 5'10 freshman. 3-point shot unloaded and clipped here from the corner from Gracie Bruna for the Hanover Wildcats as now they extend to a 4-point lead, 6-2. On the baseline once more to Tatum Kramer, and she will turn it over yet again. The Panthers with back-to-back turnovers. They have three here in the opening quarter, just 3 minutes into it. They are down by 4, 6-2. Hanover, the number one team in Class 1A Division 2 here with the lead. It looks like they're going to get another foul against the Panthers. This is going to be their second foul here of the quarter. First foul against Cora Thompson. A foul trouble was a big problem on Saturday for the Centralia Panthers. We'll see how they try to handle this today. They did handle it pretty well in the second half. Again, they barely had any fouls in that second half, so trying to stay clean, but that will be the goal for all four quarters here for the Panthers. Juneman driving the line. Inside block, cuts up, skipping to the far side of the wing. She'll release the three, and that one rattles in like a bullet in a tin can. Incredible. Allie Scheele, I mentioned how great of a three-point shooter she was in the pregame, and man, she has already made her first one count. 9-2, 7-point lead here for the Wildcats. The Panthers with the ball. Hayden Kramer driving in the paint and will be fouled. And we'll keep this one on the baseline for the throw-in. That is the third foul of the game by the Hanover Wildcats. That is against the first against Anna Juneman. 4:26 left to go here in the opening quarter. Panthers trail by 7. They have the ball. Hayden Kramer up top to Rempe. Rempe is now in the game now. Just a young 3-point shooter sophomore, and they get it to Hayden Kramer at the top of the wing. She misses. Rebound by Gibbs. Gibbs going back out to Rempe, and Rempe! Nothing but net for the sophomore. And already we've had two young players in this game make three-pointers. Here, this sophomore from Wildcats and Bruna, she tries to attempt another one from the corner. She misses. Dieters gets her third board of the game. Here she's playing hopscotch over a Wildcat on the floor who fell over, and she just throws it up in the air. It looks like Gibbs made the board and got fouled and will go up and shoot too. .353 left to go in this first quarter. Panthers here still trailing by 4, but they've had the last 3 points, and now they've had the last 4. As David Gibbs marks the first one from the charity stripe. We'll see if she can hit the second. Hanover Wildcats with 4 fouls in the opening quarter. Last one committed here against the 5'6" sophomore, Gracie Bruna. She was the one who took off the steal for the Wildcats with that last 3-point shot. Gibbs goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line. And the rebound is from Drew Bruna. Wildcats taking it down the court to 3-point lead, 9-6. Junima with the ball up top to Drew Bruna. Bruna driving to her left side at the top of the elbow, looks to shoot, now looks right. Goes up to Gracie Bruna. Bruna going backwards, now on the pivot, inside in the paint, and they're going to get Drew Bruna on a travel. 3 turnovers for both sides here in this opening quarter. With still 3 minutes, 24 seconds left to go. The Panthers a chance to tie the game here, as they're just down 9-6. Or to draw it within closer. Rempe on the corner, looking over. She goes back up to the top. We're going to get a steal here by the sophomore. Gracie Bruna looking to finish to the net, and she will be fouled and will go up and shoot 2. Great job there by Gracie Bruna. just a nice steal on the sideline, hustled down the court with it, tried to go for the finish, gets fouled and earns the opportunity and the trip up to the line. Second trip of the night for the Wildcats, as they are now 1-for-3, as Gracie Bruna misses the first. Hitting the second here could bring this to a two-possession game. And it will be. Gracie Bruno, 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Now 4 points on the game for her. It's 10-6, 3:14 to go in the first quarter. 4-point lead here for the Wildcats. The Panthers now with the ball. Back at it again, trying to come back from behind. Again, the Panthers, they trailed from behind only in the first quarter on Saturday against Hanover, but it's after that that they got things really rolling for themselves. And right now, things are rolling in the opposite direction. Right now, the gears are in reverse as Panthers here with 4 turnovers in this first quarter. And they give it back to the Wildcats, down by 4. Drew Bruna, who's been the inbounder all night tonight so far for Hanover. She looks right, bounce passes it to Juneman. Juneman lost with it on the corner. She gets it back, goes back to Drew Bruna at the half-court line. Back in it, Laya Juneman in this game. She's pressured at the top, trying to go for that 2-1 trap. And Wildcats have to try to get it up. They go up top to Juneman. Juneman just throws it up in the air. And that is the craziest jumper shot I've ever seen from the elbow from Juneman. She was just, it looks like she just slung it from the right side of her shoulder. It was like throwing a backpack over a guardrail. She was just heaving it, and, well, it went in. So now it's just a 6-point game now. Hanover keeping that lead up by 6, 12-6. And now they get the rebound. Full momentum in swing here for the Wildcats. Juneman with it. Now to Drew Bruna. Bruna getting past half court here. Right hand dribbling on the far side wing. Screen, quick screen set for her. She attacks the inside. And she will go up to the top of the free throw line. It's a 12-6 start here for the Hanover Wildcats. Again, they had about a 6-8 point lead over Centralia on Saturday. But within the last 2 minutes, the Panthers were able not only to enclose it, but reclaim the lead. We'll see what they can do here to maybe end out this first. But right now, Wildcats in full swing. Drew Bruno up on the line. She's had over points from there tonight as she is currently 2-of-3, looking to try to go 3-of-4. That's 75%. She goes up, and that one goes off the rim. She goes 1-for-2 back-to-back times here. She's the only free-throw shooter. I think you're just one of the only free throw shooters here shooting tonight for the Wildcats. Rempe, 3-point shot. Adam Kramer boards it. Rempe, a second try. Second time a charm, but that one, well, there was nothing charming about that second shot. That was about a far off by 5 foot to the right side of the rim. So now the Wildcats will re-get it back here. Centralia, they turn it over for the 5th time here in this quarter, and now they're going to get a turnover right back as Zeter steals it in the interior of the paint, but right after the steal, she gives it right on back. So that is now back-to-back turnovers again by the Panthers. They nearly have the chance to get in for a quick 2 points, but Zeter's not making the underneath shot. Ball goes back to the Wildcats. They throw it left side. The ball loose out of bounds, and it will stay here with the Wildcats. At the near side sideline, substitution, Hannah Zerbenicki, the 5'10 senior, coming back in here. Or for the first time tonight for the Wildcats. Didn't see much of her on Saturdays. We'll see her intact in this one. She throws it inside to Juneman. Juneman crossing it all the way down the court, going between her legs to the left side here, working one-on-one against the senior Tatum Kramer. Now to the right to Drew Bruna, doing a spin off the left pivot. Now to the right, back up to Bruna. To Juneman. Juneman, the deep three, guarded and protected, and it will be boarded by Dieters. She's got 4 rebounds in this first quarter. Dieters driving inside, underhand layup. Might have been a travel there they didn't get, but she still has it. Dieters on the corner, working baseline. Now the give. Excuse me, Haverkamp, and Haverkamp goes in for 2. And now the Panthers have their first assist in the game with Owen Dieters. It's now back to a 5-point game, 13-8, 106 left to go with the Panthers. They trail by 5. Juneman working inside the nail, driving, kicking out back to the top. Now the shield working 1-on-1 against Dieters, and Dieters almost takes it away. And now they're going to get a foul here against Centralia. getting a little handsy here on the near side wing, and they'll get Sava Gibbs on the swipe. I believe that is now the fifth foul here of the quarter against Centralia, as Drew Brunet will head up to the free throw line. And it will be. Both teams here, next foul being the double-double. That foul was the first against Sava Gibbs. And up at the free throw line, as she's been up there many times tonight, Drew Bruna. But so far, every time, she's been one of two. We'll see if she stays consistent. And she does, as she misses the second one. So she has been one for two, three times straight here. And now a great play underneath by Zarabinicki as she gets the jump ball, but the Panthers will maintain possession here. Favor Camp, who boarded after the missed free throw shot by Runa, but just lost underneath her leg. Down by 6, 14-8. The Panthers have the ball as they trail with 45 seconds left to go this opening quarter. Just trying to draw it in close before the end of it. Gibbs out to Dieters, pump faking, drive inside, going back down to Gibbs, releases, Gibbs makes the board, gets it out to Haverkamp. Don't know how she managed that. She went right through traffic. Dieters takes the three from the wing and misses. Juneman will come up with the rebound. She's got 4 points, two boards here in this first quarter. Still up by six. They have a chance to end this quarter with the last shot. It's the Hanover Wildcats up 14-8. 10 seconds left to go. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Gibbs. Staying here with Hanover on the baseline. Throwing it in, Gracie Bruno, a 5'6" sophomore. 10.4 now. Resting on the first quarter clock. Hanover looking for that last shot of the quarter here to try to extend this lead. Inside to Zarabinicki, over top to Judeman. Judeman working with Hayden Kramer to Shield on the elbow with 2 seconds, and it will be stolen to end the quarter by Cora Thompson for the Wildcats' fifth turnover of the game. That will be the final of the first quarter, 14-8. The Hanover Wildcats lead over the number two ranked team in Class 1A Division 1, the Centralia Panthers. We'll be back on 92.1 KMZA in 60 seconds.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, last time these two teams played, Hanover and Centralia, was just last Saturday, and the first quarter ended 16-14. Panthers led this time. Hanover, well, they got the 14 points on the board, but they lead by 6, 14-8. And here they start the second quarter here with a turnover with a missed three-point shot by Juneman. Now both teams with 6 turnovers each. Dieters pushing it down the court to Hayden Kramer. Kramer stopped inside the paint, and they're going to get her on a swift turnover as she travels at the top. 14-8, so 6-point lead here for the Hanover Wildcats. They get their second possession here in the second quarter. 7:43 on the clock of the first half. Shield working down with it. She had a 3-point shot. Sealed and dealed in that first quarter. We'll see if she can hit one of her specials in this one as well. But Judeman, she tries to crack a three. She couldn't, but she gets the ball, given right back to her by Schwabach, and credit there, Schwabach, on the assist as Juneman goes in for two. Looking for that give and go, and now that's going to give the Wildcats a 8-point lead, 16-8. Jumper on the short corner from Tatum Kramer is missed, and Juneman makes the rebound for the Wildcats. Wildcats working up by 8. Dieters gets a steal. She's working one-on-one down the court against the sophomore. Cuts it right through her. And just like a knife through butter, Owen Dieters slicing for two. Trying to respond, Gracie Bruna underneath the basket. Rebound by Drew Bruna. And now the ball's getting fought for. Dieters captures the final defensive rebound. Back and forth battle here early inside the paint. Dieters underneath the court. Thompson, her first 2 points of the game. Dieters, her second assist. And now the Aiden Kramer scrapping for it on the floor, trying to look for the steal, and she gets it for the Panthers. At head coach Dusty Thompson calls the timeout. The Panthers now, once trailing by 8, only by 4 with the possession. 16-12, only down by 4, 6:26 to go in the second quarter. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeout taken here by the Panthers. Right now they're on a 4-point run, 16-12. They only are down by 4 right now. They just got the steal from the Wildcats. It was a steal by Hayden Kramer, the young sophomore. He's just so aggressive there. And Keelan Rempe, not sure if that was a 3-point shot attempted or she was looking for the pass. Regardless, it missed either way, and it will be a turnover. And now Hanover will take underneath with Drew Bruna. Bruna looking left over the top, going deep past half court, tracking it down like a track star is Judiman underneath the basket. She is fouled. And on the inbound there, Bruna, she just kind of threw it all the way down the court, and Judiman caught up with it. She got it, and she took it to the basket and got fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. It's the first time Judiman has been up to the line tonight. And on her first shot, it goes right on through. Nothing more unexpected there from the first team All-State returner from Class 1A Division 2 for the Wildcats in Judiman. Nothing but poise from the charity stripe. And she hits both in. She goes 2-for-2 at the line. And now back up by 6 is the Wildcats, 18-12. Rempe with it, spinning around to Dieters. Dieters at the top of the key. Driving to her right and then passing to her left to Rempe. She takes a right step and then passes in to Gibbs. Gibbs misses the elbow shot and then the rebound by Gracie Bruna. Down the court flying, Bruna to Judiman and then knocked away on the baseline by Gibbs. Ball will stay here with Hanover. Up by 6, 18-12, 5:41 to go in the second quarter. Throwing it in, Laya Judiman, the 5'7" junior. Underneath the baseline through Schlebach. Schlebach, Judiman, Bruna. Bruna looking up top. Give it a little jerk to the ball and then drives left with a jumper on the middle lane. And Bruna has her first field goal of this game. She's also at 5 points total now. Back to an 8-point lead, 20-12. Hanover taking the edge with 5:27 left to go here in the first half. Looks like on the ground, not sure what the official call is, but they're going to reset at the sideline near the Centralia benchmark. Rempe to Dieters. Dieters taking it left side. It's a zone defense being applied here by the Hanover Wildcats. Over the top, Josie Haverkamp couldn't get it to go in. Boxing out Gibbs on the down low is Drew Bruna. She's got now 4 boards here in this game. Up the top to Bruna. Bruna left side, Judiman. Judiman a screen. Open for 3, but didn't want to take it. A little surprising there. Trying to maybe work things closer inside for maybe an easier bucket for her team. And Drew Bruna, she's the closest you can get to the basket, and she is denied with a block. Centralia's first block of the game. And that's going to be a foul down the court against the Wildcats, and Trulia to keep the possession with 4:40 on the clock in the second quarter, just down by 8, 20-12. Tava Gibbs on the throw in here. Dieters look to take it again. This is a running a 2-3 zone here from the Hanover Wildcats, mostly just trying to prevent that inside penetration that really Centralia just so dominates that. And right now, it's been a struggle bus for them in this quarter and this half. Gibbs missing one from the top elbow. She wrestles for it. Think they're going to get a jump ball. They will. Possession will stay with... No, it's going to change. They're going to say it will be a turnover, and Hanover will take over. Hanover forcing 9 turnovers in the first half alone against the Panthers. The Panthers, they only have 13 a game. But this team, guess what? They forced 23 turnovers a game, and they just forced a turnover right back from the Wildcats. That's what's so great about the Centralia team. If they make a mistake, they know how to cut the margin of error. Here, inbound, Dieters throwing it to Gibbs. She makes the rebound. Dieters trying to fight inside. Now a block underneath, and taking it away is Laya Juneman. And now a steal right back through the Panthers, taken away by Gibbs. Now to Rempe, to Dieters. Dieters driving inside from the top of the free throw line. She looked to Rempe. She cuts back inside. And they might just get a foul on the floor. And they will call that against the Wildcats. Rempe, she was wide open for that three-point shot on the left wing, but Dieters, she elected to drive inside and try just to throw it up and get the foul. Rempe, she is 0-3 so far from the top of the perimeter. Rempe with it, takes a sidestep, couldn't get that three positioning. Now to Gibbs. Gibbs back to Rempe, and now it's stolen away by Juneman. Down the court, left-hand finish. And now a timeout by Dusty Thompson. Last timeout was taken to build momentum, but now the Panthers taking a timeout to shut down momentum as the Wildcats are up 22-12 with 3:44 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 on a 2.1 KMZA.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it was last week that Centralia ended a 24-game winning streak from Hanover, extending from the state title last year, and right now it's the Wildcats with a 10-point lead, trying to end a 13-game winning streak from the Panthers that began with the third-place match won this last season. Here, the Wildcats getting a steal from Scheel. And then a foul on the floor. They'll call it against Centralia and keep the ball here with Hanover. Centralia, they averaged just 13 turnovers a game, 10 here in the first half. Drew Bruna on the inbound, full court pressure here. Dieters gets the steal right back. Now 10 turnovers on the game for Hanover, and Dieters goes in. Now 6 points this first half. Centralia picking up the intensity, looking this to try to get play in the face ball, just getting it past half court barely. Juneman with it for the Wildcats as they only lead back up by 8, 22-14. Juneman holding it at the top, a screen set driving inside. Drew Bruner releasing a 3-point shot in and out of the rim, and rebound by Hyman. And now a 3-pointer, nothing but net from Allie Shields. She made one in the first, so she'll duplicate and get one in the second. She is 2-for-2 from around the perimeter, and now they're going to get Owen Dieters on a charge. And with that charge, it's the Hanover Wildcats charging full steam ahead with all momentum. Dieters, who had 3 fouls in the first half on Saturday, only with 1 foul here in the first half this Friday. Now trailing by 11, the Panthers, 25-14 with 2:40 to go in the first half. Scheel with it. She just hit the three. She goes left to Juneman. Juneman back to Scheel. Scheel over the top to Drew Bruna. Steal taken away by Rempe. That's her first steal of the game. Little bit turnover for the Wildcats. Dieters, Tatum Kramer, driving inside, skipping out, Rempe, she's open for three, she opens up the can, and she dishes it. Rempe, she's now got two threes here on the game for the Panthers. Panthers now only down by A. Judeman, she tries a three, misses the rim completely. Dieters pushing it down the court, a quick transitional point. Oh, no. That one just went right off the back of the white. It almost looked like it was going to go in. And now Judeman picks up the board, and now she gets it to Drew Bruno. Bruno nearly losing the ball, does a spin move, and now it's going to be not a turnover. Zerbenicki keeps it from going out of the sideline. She's stuck on the pivot to Drew Bruna. Bruna at the top. Jumper from the elbow and nothing but net as that swishes on through. Bruna with right now 7 points on the game for the Wildcats. They lead by 10, 27-17, 1:23 to go in the second quarter. Tatum Kramer on the corner up top to Dieters. Dieters thinking three, drives inside, takes the ball away, and she will be fouled as she encloses inside the paint, and she will go up and shoot two from the free throw line. Dieters being held to just 6 points here in this opening half. And now she will miss her first, or she will hit the first free throw shot, excuse me. She is right now 3 of 3 on the game. Dieters, 2 assists, 2 steals, 7 boards, and 7 points. She has been all types of minutes tonight, but still not the usual outing for her. So she goes 1 of 2. Haverkamp gets the rebound. The jumper from the corner, short corner, gets missed and boarded up by Nora Hyman, who's made the last 2 rebounds for Hanover. Hannah Judeman driving left lane, left hand finish. Judeman in this first half, 10 points. She had 10 points on Saturday in that first half, but she was limited to just 14 on the total game. We'll see how Centralia responds in the second half. Rempe with an absolutely dynamic, dynamite, whatever word you want to use it. Incredible first half. She's got 3 threes. She's shooting 50% from around the perimeter. Just a young sophomore. Scheel on the drive inside. The ball swatted, but that one moves it to where it needed to go as Scheel goes in for two. That junior has now 8 points on the game. Back to a 10-point lead, 31-21. Centralia driving up to the top, right hand to Rempe. Rempe slicing it, and now back to Dieters. Dieters a screen, a top jumper from the top of the free throw line, and it will be boarded up by Hyman. With 1 second left of the half, Judeman cannot throw it up in the air. Not seeing the clock there at the very end, and the Centralia Panthers will take their biggest deficit going to the half this season, 31-21, down by 10. We'll be back in a couple minutes for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Don't go nowhere. Stay locked in to 92.1 KMZA, the Wildcats 31, the Panthers 21.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, no more than a week ago and just 6 days ago, Centralia beat Hanover by a score of 71-43, in which they led by 11 at halftime, 36-25, and it was in the third quarter that Centralia scored 30 points, and Hanover only scored 11. Well, right now, it's the Hanover Wildcats that are up. They're up by 10, 31-21 over the Panthers, and if you're Hanover, you won 24 straight games in a row. Your last loss up to that point was to Centralia. You have full momentum, full head of steam heading into that TVL championship game, and you're like, okay, we're going to come out, and we're going to play some more best basketball against the number two ranked team at Class 1 Division 1, and they come out, and they don't really do anything. Centralia dominating those pretty much all four quarters, just taking control of the board. They outscored Hanover in all those quarters, and, you know, really out to the final score is 71-43, but Hanover, now they come out, they've made the adjustment. It's not man-to-man for them. They've been running a 2-3 zone inside, and it's been a struggle. Centralia, the inside penetration they usually get against opponents, hasn't been there. They have not been able to go inside and attack the paint like they usually do. Their shots aren't quite going in from the short corner, top of the elbow, and inside the interior of the paint side. So for Centralia, they're kind of been more on long-range shooting, as three out of their total 9 out of their total 21 points are from the three-point shot, and then 5 of the other points are from the free throw line. So the rest just being inside paint field goals there. But for them, they need to try to get a lot more productivity inside the paint. Work a little more inside. Dieters really hasn't also been open from the outside. Usually you're seeing Dieters click from around the three-point line. We've had multiple games this season where she's hit 5 or more three-point shots. Off the top of my head, Silver Lake, Axel, as well as the game on Saturday against Hanover. So you talk about all these games, she can be a big three-point shooter. She just has to get open. They got to get her open on the outside, and they're running the zone. So try to screen her off a little bit more and get her those open shots and let one of your best players here on the roster, scoring-wise, really kind of open this game up here for the Panthers. Because right now, taking control of this game has actually been Kaylin Rempe. Rempe, she has been 3 of 6 from around the perimeter. She has the nine points and the 3 three-point shots right now from Centralia. And so and that's pretty much what most I can say there from Centralia. Dieter, she's got 7 points so far in this game, 7 boards, 2 steals, 2 assists. For Hanover, of course, leading the way, Anna Judeman, 10 points, 4 boards, and a steal. She had 10 points and 4 boards in the first half on Saturday. So we'll see how she adjusts, as she was held to just 4 points in the second half against the Panthers on Saturday. So again, we'll see what the adjustment is here for Centralia, how they handle. They've still applied pressure. They've still been as aggressive. But right now, it just has not been quite clicking on the offensive side of the board. Taking a look at some other stats right now, Hanover out rebounding Centralia 14-13. The crash of the board has been another big thing. Second chance opportunities have also been limited, but for the Panthers, second chance opportunities, they haven't been able to take advantage of them. Panthers 5-8 from the free throw line, Hanover at 6-10. Both teams are 3-3s each. Centralia 2 assists, Hanover with 1. Panthers with 10 turnovers, the Wildcats with 11, Centralia with 7 steals, and Hanover with just 4. So, and the biggest thing here is the Panthers, they are a team that they will out-steal their opponent. They will win the turnover margin, but you can't just have that on the stat sheet and not have the points of points off the turnover or, you know, points off steals. You got to be able to create those kind of points from your team, from your starters, from your bench players. So that's what Central is going to do. They're going to have to look to start to take more advantage of those turnovers and get some more points on the board. For Hanover, really, it's about staying in their own containment. They are containing Centralia very well on the inside. On the outside, they're getting a little beat, but for the most part, they are doing a good job of on that inside trap, not allowing Gibbs or Havercamp, the tall 5'9", 5'10" girls for Centralia, to get those looks they've been kind of getting this entire season. So we'll see how both teams adjust here in the second half. We'll be back in 2 minutes here at 92.1 at KMZA. The Hanover Wildcats up 31-21. Over the Centralia Panthers.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZA. We just got off our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Go so far from the online highlandcc.edu. 31-21. The Hanover Wildcats lead this one up by 10. Again, they have just been so dominant so far here on this game interiorly, and still working out on that outside, just being able to keep Centralia contained over. And we'll see how the coaching adjustment here from Dusty Thompson for the Panthers. Again, this team, they have gotten better every single season. He has been in this program. His first year, they went 14-10. Last year, they went 22-3, and they won the third-place match. This year, they are looking for that number one spot and to get that victory in Class 1 in Division 1. But here, they're trying to take down the number one-ranked team in Class 1 in Division 2 as they trail by 10. That's the Panthers, and they will start here with the possession in the second half. So no adjustment here for Hanover. They are still in that 2-3 zone. Again, they're just trying to... What they're doing is trying to do a lot of containment here on the inside. Dieters gets her own rebound after they missed 3-point shot, and she is fouled on the floor, and she will throw it in from the baseline. Dieters for the Panthers. She's got 8 rebounds now here on this game. She's only got 7 points, though. Dieters inside to Gibbs. Gibbs floats it up off the rim, and it will be taken away by Judiman. Hanover still containing that inside of the lid and not allowing Centralia to get any easy buckets or second-chance opportunities. Centralia, not even two there. Juneman with it. Right hand dribbling. Screen set, crossing left. She's free to shoot from the top of the three-point line. She had the green light. She missed, though. Schlebach gets the board, and then she goes in for two. So a second chance opportunity will start the scoring for Hanover. As they are now up by their largest lead of tonight, they are up by 12, 33-21. Hayden Kramer takes the three. It goes right off the rim. Hayden Kramer gets her own rebound, though. She crashes the board, and Gibbs will cause an unforced error as she'll throw it to Dieters at the top of the perimeter, and it will skip right past her and down the court to the far side corner, and where the Wildcats will take over with an offensive possession. Wildcats up 33-21, 6:51 left to go in this third quarter as it just begun. Hanover so far just scoring 2 points this quarter. Juneman driving down the middle lane, and she misses the easy layup. And Gibbs will pick up the board. Backdoor pass outside of the corner. Tatum Kramer drilling it in for three. And that three-point shot will draw it within nine, and it will draw a timeout here from Coach Dusty Thompson. It's going to look to be a full timeout. Panthers down by nine, 33-24. Three-point shot by Hayden Kramer just clicked with 6:33 left on the board, the third. We're back in 60 on 92.1 KMZA.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we take pride in offering exceptional surgical care thanks to the dedication of our skilled general surgeons. Dr. Dennis Jimenez and Dr. Aaron Brown are passionate about delivering personalized and compassionate care and work to help you feel confident and informed during your surgical procedure. From routine procedures to complex and emergent surgeries, Dr. Jimenez and Dr. Brown are here to support you in your health journey. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Sheila with the ball. She had 2 3-pointers in that first half there for Hanover. She went 2 for 2 around the perimeter. She gives and goes behind her to Juman. Juman sets the screen for Laya. Juman, Drew Bruna takes a 3-point shot, and she rattles it in off the back of the rim. She has the first three of the game. Drew Bruna for the Wildcats. As she is now at 9 points total in the game, and Tatum Kramer! She hits now another three-pointer. She's hit back-to-back down the court to rebring it to 9 points here. Drew Bruna holding it high, driving left, now to right, off the right side. Pivot stolen by Hayden Kramer down the court on the runaway strip. She's the star of the show as she goes in for two. It's now just 7 points, 36-29. 5:31 to go here. Centralia looking to get another turnover, but this time getting a little aggressive. No, they're going to call that a turnover against Shields. They're going to get her off gravel. And now it's the Panthers starting to rock the locomotive, only down by 7, 36-29. They outscored Hanover on Saturday, 30-11 in the third. We'll see what they can do with this one. Tatum Kramer, she's hit back-to-back threes. She's got it in the corner once more. Out to Gibbs. Gibbs to Hayden Kramer. Kramer to Gibbs. Gibbs the jumper from on top of the key, and she will miss. The rebound by Drew Bruna, forcing pressure. Ball now down past half court. Drew Bruna nearly turning the ball over, and then she gets it to Laya Juneman. Laya behind her. Anna for three, nothing but net for the All-State senior. She's now got 13 points on this game. It's back to a 10-point game, 39-29. Dieters pump fake inside, drive, shots off and in side of the rim for Dieters. And now it looks like they're going to get a turnover. Drew Bruna, I guess you call it a brain fart, because it's going to be now the Panthers' possession. I think she just accidentally took a step as she got it to herself in bounds. And she's got a disappointed look on her face as she's getting boxed out down low. David Gibbs with it. And then they're going to get an immediate offensive foul on the illegal kick inside. So the Panthers, after getting a crucial turnover, turn it right back over. They're down by 8, 39-31 with the lead Wildcats. 4:30 to go in the third quarter. And that's going to be a turnover again. The Panthers applying the Panther press. And they have pressured the Wildcats here in this third quarter with three turnovers, three straight. Hayden Kramer, inside drive, loses the ball on the ground. They're going to get her on a travel. So back-to-back times, Centralia gets a turnover. Back-to-back times, they hand it right back over. Played a little bit of hot potato here with the ball. We'll see who stays hot in this third quarter. 4:24 to go in the third, 39-31. Hanover Wildcats with the lead, and now a full timeout will be taken by Coach Chris Beichman. As his team is getting in a little bit of a struggle bus situation, we'll see if he can dig his team out of this slump. But they still lead by 8. It's the Wildcats, 39-31. We're back in 60 on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anna Judeman breaking the full court press in full speed down the court. Screen set up at the top. She's lined directly at the tip of the perimeter. Now to Drew Bruna. Bruna driving inside right lane. She's got an opening to the book. Book it. And Drew Bruna goes in for two. 41-31, 10-point lead here for the Wildcats. Haverkamp thinks about the three-point shot, doesn't take it. Now on the near side here, and close quickly, Tatum Kramer up to Dieters. Dieters. Now back to Tatum. Tatum open for three, unleashes, and hits! Tatum Kramer, 3-for-3 in the third quarter from the three-point line. That's a lot of threes. But the Wildcats now only ahead by 7. Drew Bruna misses the jumper from the elbow, but she does get her own rebound. Judeman up top to Drew Bruna. Bruna on the inside. Kicked right back out from Schlebach. Back to Judeman. Judeman nearly losing the ball. Goes out to Drew Bruna. Bruna nearly getting the ball stolen by Adam Kramer. She goes behind her to Judeman. Judeman on the corner now to Gracie Bruna. Bruna out to her right to Drew Bruna. Bruna to her left, to Judeman. Judeman the three, and nothing but net once more for the All-State senior. She's hit two threes in this quarter. That's Anna Judeman. It's now back to a 10-point game as Cora Thompson underneath responds with her first 2 points of the second half. It's an 8-point game, 44-36, 2:43 to go in the third quarter. Hanover leads. Drew Bruna with it to Shield. Shield, the inside drive. She had an opening to the basket, and she took it. She's now at 10 points on the game. The junior in Shield. Dieters inside, looking to kick out. Hayden Kramer, pump faking, baseline drive underneath to Cora Thompson. And Thompson is fouled. It will go up to the free throw line. This third quarter has been nothing but a teeter-totter, back-and-forth fought. But right now, the weight has still all been with the Hanover Wildcats as they still lead 46-36 with 2:20 to go in this third quarter. Cora Thompson from the free-throw line trying to bring it back within the single digits. And that one goes right off the rim. Cora Thompson, the junior, with 4 points and one steal here on the game. No boards. Misses that first free throw shot, crucial But every single shot here counts in this second half for the Panthers. Thompson, she misses both from the line. The Panthers have now missed three straight free throw shots as Judeman gets the board for her fifth of the game. Drew Bruna off the left pivot to Judeman. Judeman driving up at the top of the perimeter. Now behind her to Shields. Shields to Hyman. Now another three from Judeman. That one's off the tip of the rim, and it will be boarded by Dieters as she crashes the interior. Dieters, and they're going to get her on another No, they're going to say that one's against Judeman on that one-on-one at the top left wing. Thought maybe they might get another charge against Dieters. She had one in the last quarter against Judeman. That time they get the call against Judeman. That is Judeman's second foul here of the game. Judeman, who leads the scoring for the Wildcats with right now a total of 16 points. She had 14 points on Saturday against Centralia. Here she's getting some better looks. Gibbs, quickly, quick shooting, assist from Dieters, in for Gibbs. Gibbs, now 5 points on the game, Dieters now with three assists. It's back to an 8-point game. Centralia applying the pressure, and they get the turnover with a travel from Hanover. Hanover, 15 turnovers on the game, but I talked about at halftime. Centralia needs to take advantage of the turnovers. They have forced three turnovers in this half where they have taken no points from it, and in fact, they returned it back over. Dieters from the top, nothing but net for Dieters. She unleashes the lid for the first time tonight, unsealing it for herself. It's a 5-point game with 1 minute left to go in the third. A three-pointer from Hanover. It's missed. Gibbs strips it away on the pay. A foul by Hanover. And the Panthers start to roar as the crowd gets excited. The Panthers at 1 point down by 12. Now only down by 5, 46-41. And now the Panthers getting another turnover from Hanover. Have the ball. Rempe with it to Dieters. Dieters, right-hand dribbling, back to the corner, inside, look for Haverkamp. Haverkamp off the rim, rebound inside by Hyman. And they're going to say the ball was hit out of bounds by Gibbs. Right now, the Wildcats, they've been going about eight deep so far in this game with their roster. Centralia, they have stuck to the same seven. 46-41, Hanover, only up by five, nearly losing the ball. Not much time to get it past half court now. But Hanover, they get it across just barely. And now Gracie Bruna having the ball almost stolen away. That will be Dieter's third foul of the game coming here in the third quarter. And if you were Coach Dusty Thompson, oh no, excuse me, that's just her second foul. Thought that might have been her third there with the charge in the second quarter. Well, that was just her first. So now she's just at two on the game. So still out of foul trouble for the most part. Judeman skipping it left side to Lia Judeman. Judeman up to Hyman. Hyman, who takes a right lane drive and is fouled from Tava Gibbs. That will be another additive one to Gibbs' foul count so far in the game. Centralia now with three fouls here in this quarter. Four fouls against Hanover. Gibbs has three fouls here. Up at the free throw line, taking two shots is Nora Hyman, the 5'10 freshman. The freshman misses the first shot. And great call here by Coach Jesse Thompson. He takes out Tava Gibbs in the last 20 seconds of this quarter, gives her a break, and she's got three fouls now. Substitutes, looks like back in Keelan Rempe to possibly end this quarter. Dieters pushing it down the court. Rempe has it underneath the paint. And both free throw shots were missed, by the way, from Hyman. And Dieters getting the and one, and she shoots one a foot off the block. Dieters has now drawn this to a 3-point game, a chance to draw within two with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. And she does. Dieters, the star. 8 seconds off to the third, 46-44. The Wildcats looking for that last second shot. Zerbenicki to three, off the rim with 1 second. Another chance and opportunity as it was rebounded by Bruna to end the quarter. But now, that will finalize the third. 46-44. The Centralia Panthers have overcome the 12-point deficit to draw within two as they still trail. We're back in 60. Stay locked in for the final quarter, 92.1 KMZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We have not seen a lead change since the first quarter where Hanover took the lead as they are still up entering the fourth, 46-44. But Centralia, they overcame a 12-point deficit at the largest in the third quarter to bring within this 2 points. And here to start this fourth quarter, Drew Bruna will find her way back to the free throw line. She found her way up there three trips in the first quarter. Hose Josie Haverkamp, she just picked up her first foul of the game, first foul of the quarter here by the Panthers. And the first free throw shot here by Bruna is missed, but like in her last three straight times up the line, she's been one of two. We'll see if she repeats. Bruna up, and that time off the rim, rebound by Josie Haverkamp. So no harm, no foul there in the foul. And now Dieters inside, the ball stolen away, maybe just pushing it a little too aggressively there. And it won't matter, it looks like they're, oh no, I thought there might be a turnover, but handover, but it's going to be another foul against Centralia. So already two fouls here in the first 28 seconds of this fourth quarter. This is the second one against Tatum Kramer. So no one quite in foul trouble for the Panthers other than Gibbs, who has three. Well, that's about it, but they're still already with two early fouls. That could be huge. Dieters gets a great steal on the corner edge for the 17th turnover of the game by the Wildcats. A chance to tie or take the lead. Centralia, they hit four threes in the third quarter, underneath, Melanie Becker making the rebound. That's her first time in the game. And what does the young sophomore do with her first chance in the game? She comes in here and she puts her heart on the court. She dives to the ball, rebounds it, and now she's a chance up at the line to tie this game. First shot up, and the first shot rattles right in. The Panthers are within a one-point game for the first time since the first quarter. Panthers have won now two straight against the Wildcats, looking to try to pick up a third and stay undefeated in league and on this season. The sophomore misses the second shot, but it will be corralled for a rebound by Hayden Kramer. Working around the inside, Melanie Becker again, and she will be fouled once more. It's a one-point game, 46-45. Centralia has a chance to take the lead with 7:06 left to go in the fourth quarter. It would be an early taking of the lead, but still be huge. David Gibbs will step back into the game as Melanie Becker will go back to the bench, but her time will not be forgotten here with that great rebound and extra point there. Dieters, inside, baseline drive, skipping all the way to Hayden Kramer. Pump fake the three, going off the right pivot, inside Gibbs, Dieters with a chance to take the lead, and she does! Owen Dieters with the three-point shot to take the lead for the Panthers! Absolutely incredible! She's at two threes in the second half now. Juniman will try to hit a three for the Wildcats to reclaim it. She misses. She attacks the baseline after the rebound. She has to throw it up top. We now have our second lead change of the game as the Panthers lead 48-46. 6:26 to go in the fourth quarter. What a massive step up here for the Panthers. They outscored the Hanover Wildcats 23-15 in the third quarter. right now, the Panthers just out here on fire, shooting lights out. And I said this at halftime. The Wildcats are playing a 2-3 zone. They're defending the inside. Centralia, 8-3's on the game. Hayden Kramer, steal and steal as she goes in for two. The Panthers with now their largest lead, 50-46. 6:14 to go in the fourth quarter. And now trying to slow things down. The Wildcats at the top. Here left side to Bruna. Bruna on the right side to Gracie Bruna on the wing. Crossing backwards now, looking right on the pass. Fast pass back up to the top. Hyman, they're going to get her on a turnover. 18th turnover of the game by the Wildcats. The crowd is starting to get electric. As Centralia has overcome their largest deficit they have faced this season. And in the face of adversity, Dusty Thompson has taken his team up to the top of the hill, but you still got to get over the mountain. Up by four, the Panthers. Looking inside, Gibbs couldn't get it, but Haverkamp with the quick putback. 52-46. Centralia on a run. Inside drive by Drew Bruna, and she is fouled. And for Hanover, the best spot for attack right now is the free throw line. So far, four fouls in this first quarter from Centralia. That is right now going to look to be the big dagger. The other one is Gibbs at now four fouls on this game. Drew Bruna from the line hits her first one and gets it to go in. Drew Bruna drawing this game ever the closer, trying to make a comeback here for the Hanover Wildcats. They trail by 5, 52-47. Bruna hits the first, and she makes her second. That's her first time going 2-for-2 at the line tonight in her 5 total trips. 52-48, back to a 4-point game in lead for the Panthers, and they're going to get the second offensive charge of the game against the Panthers, this time at Hayden Kramer. That is the 13th turnover of the game for Centralia in their first year of this fourth quarter. Centralia handling the pressure well, as in the second half they've only had 3 total turnovers. That just being their third. Coach Thompson not happy with the call, and he's still talking to the ref on the far side. Here, Gracie Bruna pushing it down the court to Drew Bruna. Bruna inside. Great look to Zara Benicki. Drew Bruna gets the assist, and Zara Benicki gets her first 2 points of the game. It's back to a two-pointer, 52-50, 5:11 to go in the fourth. Owen Dieters pushed out of bounds on the far side. Score table. And they're going to keep it here with the Centralia Panthers. Again, it's the all-powerful ranked number 2 team in Class 1A Division 1, the Panthers, against the 1A Division 2 ranked number 1 team, Wildcats. Dieters, left hand, inside. Now up to Adam Kramer on the corner. Back to Dieters. Dieters, the jumper, 5 foot in front of the rim. Inside, Thompson pours it. And we foul for two for the Panthers. And another halftime note I made is Centralia, they have to take advantage of second chance opportunities. They've done so in the second half. Thompson up the line, unfortunately misses her third free throw shot of the game. She has missed 3 straight, has yet to make one, the young junior. Cora Thompson looking to make her fourth attempt at the game, and she does. She is now at 5 total points. 53-50, 3-point game with now just less than 5:50 left to go here in what could be the final quarter of this game, at least the final of regulation. Shield with it, one-on-one again. Dieters, the ball lost on the ground, and it looks like they might just get a travel on the court by Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer had the steal, so she gets credited with it on the stat sheet, but unfortunately she rolled with the ball on the ground, and that turned it over. If she could have tried to stay planked, she could have maybe thrown it back to Dieters as Dieters is running all the way down the court unguarded. Regardless, the Wildcats will take back over, down by 3 and now way down by 1. Anna Trudeman with now 8 points in the second half, 18 points on the game. 52-53, up by 1. Panthers, risky pass in traffic, but Dieters has it. Dieters from the top of the arc completely misses the rim. and she will pound her chest with her left hand and say, "My bad," as that will be another turnover, the 15th of the game against Centralia. Timeout called on the court, a full 60 seconds by Centralia, 53-52 with 4:13 left to go in this fourth quarter. Centralia hanging on by a needle and thread, up by one. We're back in 60. Stay locked in at 2.1 KMTA.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centralia outscores Hanover the second half, 32-21. But Centralia just with a one-point lead, but now a third lead change of the game as Drew Bruna goes in for the jumper, just 6 foot in front of the basket. And now it's Hanover that takes over back with the lead, 54-53. Tatum Kramer thinks of the three. She went 3 of 3 in that third quarter from around the arc. But now Hayden Kramer drives inside, and now we'll get our fourth lead change of the game with Hayden Kramer inside the paint. And Gracie Bruna was forcing the ball down the court maybe a little too fast as she just threw it out the sideline. And that will be Hanover's 20th turnover on the game and their fourth here in this fourth quarter. Both teams in the double bonus off the next foul. Centralia with a one-point lead, 55-54. Centralia, they've hit 8 total threes here in this game. That's 24 total points from around the arc. Inside pass, back out Dieters. Dieters tries a three off the rim, rebounded by Schlebach. Down the court, one-on-one, Judeman over the top, off the rim, rebounded by Hayden Kramer. Judeman not winning the one-on-one there. And it looks like we're going to get a double dribble at half court called against Tatum Kramer. That will be the 16th turnover of the game by the Panthers. Both these teams combining on the night for over 36 total turnovers. We're going to take a quick 30 timeout here. We'll be back in 30 seconds. 3:04 left to go in the fourth quarter. Centralia back up by one, 55-54.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today has been a battle in the interior, the exterior, and just all around the court. 55-54, Panthers just up by a needle and thread once more. Up by one, 55-54, 3:04 to go in the fourth quarter.
Be right back.
Again, next foul is double bonus for both sides. And the ball is going to get knocked out of bounds. Dieters here with a near steal, but they'll keep it with the Hanover Wildcats. Her toe must have maybe just been on the baseline there. Gracie Bruna on the inside corner, far left, to on the throw-in to Judeman. Judeman crossing inside, inside the wing, goes back up to the top here to Drew Bruna. Bruna is Shield. She's 2 for 2 from around the perimeter. Instead, she drives inside, looks for the jumper off the rim, rebounded underneath by Schlebach. And Schlebach gets the and one to take the lead here for our fifth lead change of the game. Fifty 56-55. Back to just a one-point lead, this time for the Hanover Wildcats. We'll see if they can try to extend to the two-point advantage. Schlebach, the and one, off the rim, rebounded by Kramer. Taking it down the court, Adam Kramer with her left hand. She had the double dribble last time. This time gets it across cleanly. Oh, no! I just jinxed it. She just did it again. Hayden Kramer now back-to-back times here on the double dribble. Hanover leading by 156-55, 2:40 remaining in this game. Judeman, left-hand dribbling, screen is set. Judeman inside drive, looking over the top of defenders. And then Hayden Kramer gets another board. She's at back-to-back boards, back-to-back turnovers. But it's not her who takes it down the court. It's Dieters. Dieters, jump shot from inside the paint. She is fouled, and she will go up and shoot two with a chance to retake the lead here. Dieters has taken the lead once for Centralia. Can she do it again with 2:22 on the board? Up and in. We are at a deadlocked 56 apiece. With 2:22 to go, Owen Dieters, a phenomenal game she has been playing. She goes 2 for 2 here off of the free throw line on the game. She has only missed one, but she has made a total of 5. So again, our 6th lead change of the game going here to the Panthers is now they lead 57-56 over the top, and now Hanover gets the foul, and Schlebach will go up to the line to shoot 2 for the Wildcats, who now attempt to take the lead back for Hanover. Both sides are in the double bonus. This final quarter is going to be fundamental shooting from the charity stripe. Schlebach, free throw shot up and out. Just a chance to tie here at 57 with 2:10 left to go here for the Wildcats. That was also the 3rd foul of the game against the Panthers, Hayden Kramer. So there's 3 fouls against Hayden Kramer, 2 against Dieters, and 3 against Gibbs. Well, up at the free throw line, Schlebach, she goes 1 of 2. And so now we are back being deadlocked here now at 57-57. 1:54 left to go in this 4th quarter. Dieters faking left, drives inside, takes a jump to the rim, off the backboard. Dieters unleashing in the 4th quarter with 7 points. She's got more than 15 on this game. 2-point lead here for the Panthers, 59-57, 1:37 left to go this 4th quarter. Shield 2 for 2 from around the arc. That time she misses. Rebound by Haverkamp. Down the court, Tatum Kramer stuck on the pivot. Sue Dieters, and there will be a foul called against Gracie Bruna from the Wildcats. 1:25 to go. This game going down to the wire. With the Panthers, with the 2-point lead. The foul will tempt Kramer up to the free throw line. Kramer has 9 points in this game. She went 3 for 3 from around the perimeter in the 3rd quarter. Well, now she's going to be tasked with making nothing but perfect free throw shots. Her first one goes off the back of the rim and out. Tatum Kramer looking to try to make this a 3-point game. Substitution will come in here. Josie Haverkamp to the bench for Centralia, and Cora Thompson will step in. Thompson only with 1 foul so far in this game. Tatum Kramer from the free throw line. She missed the first one, and here she sinks the second. 3-point lead, 60-57. Full court pressure being applied. Tatum Kramer swats the ball out of bounds. And Hanover will have to re-throw in from their own offensive baseline. 1:24 to go in the 4th. Centralia picking the ball off. Well played by Redfeed, but there's going to be a foul on the court. See if they call that offensive, and it will be defensive against Centralia. That will put Hanover up to the line, but what an incredible attempt for the steal there by Redfeed, making the play out of bounds to throw it back in. But, of course, no credit she will be given as the ball was last touched by Hanover, and then the foul occurred. And it sent Gracie Bruna up to the free throw line. Right now is 1 of 2 so far in the game. And here she is now 2 of 3. A chance to make it a 1-point game here for the Wildcats. Gracie Bruna, who's got 5 points right now on this game. With 1:23 left to go in the 4th quarter, Josie Haverkamp gets a quick bench break and comes right back in for junior Cora Thompson. Gracie Bruna up and in. She goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. She is 3 of 4 on the game. 60-59, the Centralia Panthers still lead. Full court pressure. Keep in mind, there is no shot clock, though these teams have been working with it for the last week. Here they will not use one tonight. Sanover not having one installed here. Peters back out to Hayden Kramer. Again, they can hold the ball as long as they want here with no shot clock. Peters pump fakes the three, drive steps inside. Haverkamp, great look. Fourth assist of the game to Dieters, and 6 points in the game to Haverkamp as she comes right off the bench. It's a 3-point lead, 62-59 with 50 seconds left to go. Drew Bruna inside, over the top. They're going to get her on a travel. The 21 turnover on the game for Hanover as they trail by 3, 47.9 seconds left to go on the board. That man-to-man full court pressure now being applied. Trying to get that ball right back, working in the hurry-up. Dieters with it. Dieters needing to get it past half-court, and a timeout will be taken by Coach Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Panthers, not wanting that violation of not getting it across half-court in time. This will be a full 60-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds, though, as this is just a three-point game where Centralia leads 62-59 with 39.6 seconds left to go in the final quarter regulation.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centralia outscoring Hanover 39-28 here in the second half. They got outscored 31-21 in the first. Centralia just being able to climb back in this game. They've hit 8 total 3-point shots on this one, but as this game has kind of progressed here in this fourth quarter, they've been able to find some more interior work. But with 38 seconds left to go with a 3-point lead, the Panthers have it. Dieters stuck with it on the pivot. Now to Josie Haverkamp, and Haverkamp will be fouled. And the sophomore will have to go up to the free throw line for 2. 62-59, a chance to extend it to a 2-possession game with 31.4 seconds left to go. And it looks like we are going to get a timeout here before the free throw shots by Chris Beichman. We're going to take another 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA. Again, the Centralia Panthers leading up 62-59. They have won 2 straight here against Hanover. Let's see if they can try to pick up a third or if Hanover can break the streak.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Josie Haverkamp up to the free throw line, challenge to see if she's got ice in the veins. The young sophomore, she's got 6 points on today, 5 boards and a steal. Can she make her first free throw shot to draw a straight 2-possession game to make it 63-59? And she does. 63-59, the current score, but a chance to make it 64-59 for Haverkamp with just 31.4 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Centralia with the lead. A couple dribbles, a spin to the left hand, the shot goes up, and the sophomore goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. She's got 8 points now on the game. It's now a 5-point lead for Centralia, 64-59. Again, these two teams, they just played last Saturday, and Centralia won just 71-43. This has been one of the all-time matchups here between these two teams, especially playing each other within the same 7 days. Three-point shot over the top by Gracie Bruda, and she misses by a mile underneath the basket. But underneath, Hyman gets the board, and she will be fouled and will go up and shoot two from the free throw line. We knew that free throw shots, in this fourth quarter were going to be the main driving point, the main point of focus, and this is what it's going to look to come down to. First shot goes in, and it goes out. For the Wildcats at the free throw line, up on it, Nora Hyman, who has yet to score any today. She is the 5'10 freshman. She has missed three straight free throw shots in this game, but she has contributed with two steals and six boards on the stat sheet. 20.1 seconds remaining. Still up by five. Centralia trying to draw within four, and the freshman will make the second one count. Now a four-point game, just 64-60 with 20.1 seconds left to go. Again, it's double bonus for both sides. Josie Haverkamp throws it into Dieters. Dieters will immediately get fouled. And again, if you're Centralia, if you want any player to be tested up at the free throw line, you want it to be the star here of this show in Owen Dieters. Owen Dieters, who has had such just an absolutely incredible night, as she has posted over 22 total points, now 23 here on the game. 7 points in that first quarter. She had 8 points in the third. And Peters at the line goes 2 for 2. She has not missed a free throw shot in the second half, and she has a steal. She has a steal to maybe try to steal this one, and she is fouled yet again. Owen Dieters back up to the line. That now gives the Panthers their largest lead of six, 66-60. It was Dieters' three-point shot from the corner that takes this team to the back ahead in this game, and now it's her chance to seal it as she hits again another free throw shot. And if you're wondering why I get quiet, because the stadium is getting as quiet as, well, you can hear a penny drop. And if anyone knows me, I am louder than a penny. Dieters, 2 for 2 at the line. She in this second half is 7 of 7. Believe it or not, this is not her first game where she has went 7 for 7 in a second half. The first time was against Silver Lake. She was incredible at the free throw line, and that's why Centralia managed to pull off that upset against a 3A team, because the poise, the confidence, and the calm and collectedness from Owen Dieters, from no matter where she's at on the court. She was held to 7 points in the first half, but here she has absolutely just exploded as 11 points in this fourth quarter alone and a total of 17 points in the half. Jimmy goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line to draw it to a 7-point game, but that will be the finale. Owen Dieters holds the ball as the clock hits zero. The comeback has been complete, the Centralia comeback, as they were able to overcome the 12-point deficit in the third quarter and now take a second straight win this season, third straight against Hanover, winning by 7, 68-61. We'll be back in a little bit for our post-game show brought to you by the Outdoors Real Estate, as well as our player of the game. Again, Centralia, they win 68-61 to overcome the comeback against Hanover. We're back in just a couple of minutes on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Defeated in CVL play, Donovan West Mustangs and the Centralia Panthers. I haven't heard if Donovan West has lost tonight, but if they did win, then they stay undefeated. Centralia, they will stay undefeated in the league play at 4-0, and they improved to 13-0 on this season. Penover Wildcats dropping to 11-2 and 4-1 in the league. And those two losses, well, both against the Centralia Panthers. They lost the first time just 6 days ago, 71-43. They made the big-time adjustment. They even led for majority of this, most of this game. But unfortunately, the Hanover Wildcats, for them, they were not able to keep the lead that they had, and they succumbed to the comeback from the Centralia Panthers and lost by a score of 68-61. So let's talk about it. Again, this game, it started off 14-6. The Panthers down by 8. Really couldn't get a lot of stuff clicking there in that first and opening quarter for themselves. But then things kind of got a little bit going there in that second quarter. They were outscored just 17-15, and they took down just a 31-21 deficit going into that third quarter. But you can see the sparks. You can kind of see a little bit of those fireworks, a little bit of firecrackers. You're just kind of looking for the big show. You're looking for the spark, not just a sparkler, but the big boom. And then finally, Centralia, they hit the third quarter. They outscored Hanover, and it's 23-15 to take it 46-44 in the fourth quarter, just down by 2. And keep in mind, they overcame a 12-point deficit up to that point. And what did Owen Dieters do to start the third quarter, fourth quarter? None other than a big-time three-point shot. She absolutely just took it with pure confidence from the corner. She sliced it and diced it right inside to take a 47-46 lead there for the Panthers. And then for the rest of that fourth quarter, she went 6-for-6 from around, from the free throw line. And total, she went 7-of-7 in the first half. On the game, she went 10-of-11. So on the night, fantastic game for Owen Dieters as she wins the player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with BanquetFarmers.com. Dieters, 26 points, 2 3-point shots, 10 from 11 from the free throw line, 4 steals, 4 assists, and 9 rebounds. She was not stopped. She hasn't been stopped in any game she has played, and she wants to take this team all the way to an undefeated season for a state title, and it is way possible. But again, Centralia, they outscored Hanover 47-30 in the second half. Some other stats, both teams, 26 rebounds. Centralia, they hit 8 threes on the game. Hanover, they only hit 6. Turnovers, Centralia was 17, Hanover 21. Steals, Centralia with 12. Hanover with only 5, and assists, Centralia with over 4. Hanover with about 2 in that ballpark. But again, Centralia, dominant night. Dieters with 26 and 9 boards. Sam Kramer with 7 points and 1 rebound. She had 3 threes. She went 3 of 3 in a third quarter. That was so massive, by the way. Tatum Kramer's 3-point shooting, that came in big time for the Panthers. Hayden Kramer, 4 points, 5 rebounds on the game, 3 steals. David Gibbs, 5 points, 2 steals, 4 boards. Josie Habercap, 8 points, 1 steal, 5 rebounds. Keelan Rempe, she had 3 3-pointers in that first half with a steal as well to count. For the Wildcats, again, leading their scoring, Anna Junin with another nice night. This time she puts up 19 against Centralia with 2 3-pointers, going 3 for, well, she only made 3 3-point shots on the night. She missed a plentiful of them. Drew Bruna, she had 16 points to finish with 6 boards. Schleybach, 5 points, 5 boards. And another big score there for the Wildcats was Allie Shealy, who had 2 3-pointers. She finished with 10 points on the game. So, that's again your final. Centralia, 13-0 in the season, 4-0 in CBL. Hanover now 11-2 and 4-1 in the CBL. Centralia wins 68-61. Upcoming, their next opponent on the season, they will be playing on next Tuesday. But here, again, our upcoming matchup for Centralia against the Hanover boys. We'll, again, be back in just about 5 or 6 minutes or so, and we'll have this game here on 92.1 KMZA. So don't go nowhere. Boys matchup. The Centralia Panthers, unranked, taking on the fifth-ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, the Hanover Wildcat boys.